This is an update with Sister Spade, some of the top headlines. The martyrdom of Yahya Sinwar on October 16th at the hands of the rabid dog Zionist regime. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, praised the martyred Hamas leader. He also praised martyr Yahya Sinwar for his significant role in the Hamas resistance. He also said that he was a shining example of resistance and struggle. With a will of steel, he stood firm against the oppressive and aggressive enemy. Sayyid Ali Khamenei also said, with wisdom and courage, Yahya Sinwar struck the enemy hard, leaving behind the irreversible blow of October 7th in the history of this region. And then with dignity and pride, he ascended to the heavens of the martyrs. As always, the resistance will continue. A drone launch by the Lebanese resistance Hezbollah hit Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in North Tel Aviv amid an interception failure by the widely acclaimed best military in the region. Well, practice makes perfect. The United States of America has reported that its budget deficit rate has risen. And not only that, but it has risen to $1.8 trillion, third highest on record, with a debt that ridiculously high. We all know that America is going bankrupt. That is, if it isn't already bankrupt. An official with the Hamas resistance movement called on Arabs and Muslims to besiege American and Israeli, with a small I, embassies around the world. He made the call to halt Israeli genocidal war on Palestine. It is the silence of the Arab leaders in the region that have emboldened the Israeli regime to become more cruel day by day. This was a quick update with Sister Spade, wherever you are.